having a news app right there in your dashboard. Listen for a quick Fox News update every hour on the hour throughout your busy day. We're 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. It's 12:45. Hi there, I'm Mary Lynn. Diane Ducey here with me as well. And we're about to speak with Sergeant David Griffith from the Champaign Police Department about back-to-school safety traffic reminders. Hello, Sergeant Griffith. How are you?
Just fine. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. Can you believe that it's that time of year already that everybody's back to school now?
Yep.
Seems to keep flying by, doesn't it?
It does. Where was that summer, huh? So you guys have some reminders for drivers. Today is going to be the first day that all of the parents are picking up the kids after school. What are some key things for people to keep in mind?
Just to remind everyone, with it being the summertime, the nice weather, a lot of people out and about on bicycles and walking and whatnot, to be, you know, aware that the school's back in session. You know, there's a lot of kids that are unfamiliar with maybe the routes that they have to take to and from school, so just to pay a little bit more close attention. You know, just friendly reminders, you know, as through the summertime, you know, people have been driving through so many school zones with their cell phones because their school's been out. And we just want to try to remind everyone to, you know, please pay attention, get off your phone, slow it down, and let's think about the kids' safety here as school starts back up.
And it's amazing how in just a couple of months, it's nice to be able to turn red. You know, there's like no turn on red except for when kids are present. And they haven't been present, so you've been able to turn, but going to have to, you know, pay a little bit more attention to those intersections and make sure that that you don't end up getting a ticket because you're turning when you shouldn't be.
Exactly. Kind of retrain ourselves again back to the normal process for each year.
Yeah. All right. And so with the cell phone, you cannot, it's not even a hands-free thing, right?
Correct. It's a operation of a wireless device in a school zone or construction zone, so you wouldn't want to be using a wireless device in those two areas.
Okay. And can you, let's say you're talking and you completely forget and you come up on a school zone. Can you just put everything down in like the passenger seat and just say, hang on a second, I've got to get through this school zone and do that? I mean, it doesn't have to be that your phone is hung up, that kind of thing, right?
Right. I don't think anybody, and most people are going to, if you happen to enter into a school zone and set your phone down off to the side in the passenger seat, I don't think anybody's going to look anything, look further at it. You drive on through the school zone and you could resume afterwards. And, you know, there have been people that have done that and recognize that. And, you know, we're fortunate and we're hoping that more people recognize that ahead of time.
Okay. And then the other thing here is in the school crossing zone, how fast can you go? Is it stated or is that just something we're supposed to know?
Well, it's stated 20 miles an hour when children are present.
Okay.
So, yeah, people should be slowing down to 20 miles an hour primarily between the hours of 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. at times when children are present. And that's the key there. I mean, the children need to be out there in the school zone for that to be in effect.
I'll tell you what, that's a $150 ticket right
there. It starts out at $150.
Starts out
$150, and it's a must-appear court appearance. So it's more expensive than just a regular speeding ticket.
What about pedestrians? You know, especially when the U of I students come back. But, you know, I mean, pedestrians have some responsibility, too,
correct,
don't they?
Correct. They just can't walk out into the street just because there's a crosswalk. They have to ensure that, you know, they can only go out whenever it's safe to do so, and it's their turn, if you will. And once they do so, I mean, they need to pay attention and be observant to the vehicles that are coming towards them to make sure that, A, they're being seen by them and recognize that their presence in the crosswalk.
Okay.
You know, just because you're come up to an intersection and you have a crosswalk, you have to wait until it's clear before you can step out into it. Now, once you're out into the crosswalk legally and you're crossing, then it's an obligation for the drivers to yield to that pedestrian in the crosswalk.
Okay.
Like on Lincoln Avenue, there must be about four crosswalks between Florida and Nevada over by McKinley Health Center. And you have to wait until they're actually stepping onto the pavement, though, right? I mean, if they linger around on the sidewalk, you don't have to sit and wait, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct. Yeah. And, you know, and a lot of those heavily traveled areas, they've taken even additional steps to put in additional visible indicators to let you know that there is a pedestrian in the crosswalk to help you signal for you to stop and yield to the pedestrian.
Okay.
Seems like Green Street is especially tricky right now with all that construction where the fire was right in front of Zorba's and things like that. So we really have to be diligent and put everything down and focus. I mean, I even turn my radio off, and I never turn my radio off. So, and just watching constantly.
Oh, yeah. There's always kids that are crossing, especially in areas that are not the crosswalks. So.
Do they ever get ticketed for doing stuff like
that?
They
do. Okay. They do. And, little plug for the University of Illinois Police Department. Mm-hmm. Well, the last few days, we've been hearing them. They've been doing quite a few different details down around the campus area, the Green and Wright Street area, talking to stopping pedestrians that are crossing at times that they're not supposed to. And again, trying to educate them and doing the right thing so that there's a fair balance in the sense that it's just not somebody that's in a car that's getting ticketed for yielding to a pedestrian. So
that's good to hear, because I mean, sometimes I'm just so afraid I'm going to hit somebody and it's not even my fault. I mean, you can only, as a driver, there's only so much that you can pay attention to.
Sure.
And you know, the walker does have some responsibility to not just walk out in front of cars.
Mm-hmm. You're correct. Yes.
All right. Very cool. And, boy, anything else that I think we've hit it all pretty much, haven't we?
Yes, we have. I guess the only thing I could ask is if people happen to come through a school zone or come through an area where an officer may have somebody pulled over, just ask that, you know, do what they can to maybe move into the lane away from the traffic stop, if you will, to give the officer and those people that are stopped, you know, some distance in the mm-hmm. sense that, you know, some of our streets are not really as wide as they once were when you had in the parking and things along this line. And traffic stops don't always go down as we'd like to, and people don't always pull over as far as we'd like to. And it makes it a little difficult whenever you're getting out of your car and you're walking up and, you know, somebody else is brushing behind you, mm-hmm. if you will, when there's another free lane. So give them some space. It'd be greatly appreciated, and it'd be a lot safer for the officers and those people that are out there getting stopped.
All right. Fantastic. And I mean, gosh, I mean, it seems like it either rains, well, or it sprinkles or it pours.
Mm-hmm.
And like for you guys, it's back to school. Chief Finney's going to be retiring. What else? We've got Sweet Corn Festival coming up. I mean, mm-hmm. there's just a whole lot going on.
Right.
Are you guys handling everything okay?
Yeah, I believe so. You know, in addition to that, and here's something else that I don't think most people are aware of, the railroad is rebuilding some of its crossing intersections. And like right now, we have Prospect and Bradley. It's been the 800 block of West Bradley's closed for the repair and replacement of the railroad crossing there. And the same thing on Prospect Avenue. They're doing some minor adjustments, but that's going all the way through Champaign and through Urbana. And we've been tied up for that for the last few days, so we're staffing it with officers again, trying to help get drivers through there. So there's always something going on, but somehow or another, we tend to find the resources and the ability to get the people allotted for it and get them done.
Get everything taken care of. All right. Well, wonderful. Well, thanks for the time.
Thank you.
We'll let you get back to everything you've got to do. And hey, it's back to school. Let's all be safe, right?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Hey, take care. Thank you so much.
Ready.
93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM.